Welcome to the Gospel Everyday Podcast, following along with the Mariners Church annual read. This year, we are reading Holiness Day by Day by Jerry Bridges. We hope that you'll be filled with fresh insight and joy as you spend time discovering more about our thrilling God.
I have been a benefactor of people who have lived this lesson in their everyday life, and I'm very thankful for it. And I think there's something for all of us to learn about patience with others' shortcomings, of which I have many. Today on the podcast, I'm Justin, the online pastor here at Mariners Church, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Gospel Everyday Podcast. April 8th, we're talking about a topic that I really love. And before we jump into the devotional itself, I want to give you a little bit of a freebie. This is not written in the devotional, but if you have time, open your Bibles and go read Matthew 18, Parable of the Unmerciful Servant. When I read through the devotional, even though that scripture is not in here, the unmerciful servant parable, I think is so applicable to this today. You have a servant who comes to his, basically his boss, and says, "Boss, I know I owe you. I don't have the money. I've let you down. I failed. Like, it's a mistake. It's a shortcoming. I'm exposing to you my shortcoming." And what does the boss do? What does the leader do? He says, "It's okay. We will work it out. Actually, I'm going to forgive you. Like, you're good. Go and just enjoy your life." And the unmerciful servant goes out, finds someone who owes him a very small amount of money. Eric's taught on this lesson. I don't know exactly which lesson it is. If you're savvy, you'll get on the YouTube and you'll search it and figure it out. But he's taught on this, and it was an incredible lesson. And then the unmerciful servant goes out, finds someone who owes him a little bit of money. And what does he do? He beats him. He says, "Hey, you owe me. Give me the money now." He is not willing to give any allowance for others' shortcomings. And it's so applicable, because the thing that we would like for ourselves, the understanding of others, sometimes we are reluctant to give that same understanding to the people whose shortcomings affect us. Now, this devotional, getting into it, the key verse at the very top from Galatians. So Paul's writing to this early church and explaining to them just some of the best principles that we need as Christ followers. And chapter 6, verse 2, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." How we should treat one another, how we should interact with one another, and bearing each other's burdens. Sometimes that feels so heavy. It sounds, what does that mean? Do I help pay people's debts off? Maybe it means that. You could bear each other. We could talk about financial burdens. It doesn't mean I help them, you know, raise their kids. Like that old saying, it takes a village to raise a kid. You know, in the early church, you'd have these communities of people. You know, I love seeing life group photos when they have their kids there. And it's just such a demonstration of what it looks like. And sometimes we look at the shortcomings of others within that framework. And that's what today's devotional is about. When we think of bearing each other's burdens, when we think of the shortcomings of others, this whole devotional to me falls under the category of the matter of the heart. You've heard me talk about this before on the podcast. It is a matter of the heart. Well, while people look at the outside, what does God look at? God looks at the heart, exactly. And this is a matter of the heart. Because you can fake on the outside putting up with someone's shortcomings. You can fake patience on the outside. But if on the inside you are harboring grudges, anger, unvoiced frustration, when we are able with humility and gentleness, with patience, that's what Paul writes in Ephesians, when we're able with all humility and gentleness to treat one another, to bear the burden with one another, to understand that someone else's shortcomings, it's not personal. It's not because they don't care about you. It's not even because they're a bad person. Sometimes people just make mistakes. And what Paul is emphasizing here is that when people make mistakes, when there are shortcomings, we don't need to hold a grudge against them. We don't need to cancel that person. We need to show patience with others' shortcomings. They share a story in the devotional today about a guy that forgot an appointment and yada, yada, yada. You can read it yourself. And it wraps up the last line, love covers a multitude of sins. He was using that verse in the context of, well, why was I able to shrug it off? Why was I able to not make a big deal about it? The truth is, folks, that I will typically be very mellow about things. Now, I have not always been that way. Anyone who knows me knows that I have not always been that way. I have not always been mellow when it comes to stuff. That sometimes that I have been someone who's held grudges. I've been frustrated and I haven't hid my frustration. And I actually, at times, if we're being honest with one another, have used that as a way to shame people or attack people in a not at all godly way. Now, you might think, oh my gosh, this is very intense. It sounds like it's getting very serious right now. And I think it is serious for this reason, because when it comes to the matter of the heart, if we are holding in our hearts frustration, grudges, anger towards someone for small shortcomings, and we let that transition to then how we treat them. So now it's not just a matter of the heart. We're living out the position of our heart and how we're talking to someone, treating them, interacting with them. That is diminishing not only our relationship with them as fellow believers, and maybe you're interacting with someone who's not a believer. Okay, let's take a step back. It impacts the way you're treating God's creation, the image of God. Everyone is an image bearer. So you're working in a company, and there's a lot of people in the company who aren't Christians. You're the only Christian, maybe, and you think this is more about how we interact with Christians. This is how we interact with the image bearers of Christ. Our neighbor, open air quotes, neighbor, not your physical neighbor who has an address next to you, like your neighbor, your friend, like the one who is around you. Understanding that shortcomings happen, and when they happen, we choose the humble, gentle route. Now, in the next paragraph, it says, we're to consider the unity of the body far more important than the petty irritants or disagreements of others. Now, this is so important, and I want to cue into this. The word petty really stands out to me. For everyone, I want to draw a difference between being patient with others' shortcomings and things that are not within that sphere. Physical abuse is not within that sphere. I am not saying that we are patient with people who are physically abusing us. If we are being verbally assaulted on a regular basis, verbally diminishing you every chance a person gets, that does not fall in the category of patience with others' shortcomings. That needs to be dealt with differently. This is the little minor things that we let become big things. Anyone ever hear the saying, don't make a mountain out of a molehill? My mom used to say that to me all the time. I used to come home from school irritated about something like, oh, Jimmy, he didn't play soccer with me on the soccer field. He wanted to go play frisbee with this girl, Emily. And I can't believe Emily and Johnny are now a couple. And this is the, and she's, whoa, take it easy. You're in third grade. Take it easy now. Take it easy. You're making a mountain out of a molehill. Take it easy. And, oh man, I was driving to work today and someone cut me off and I can't believe they cut me off. And if they had a Mariner sticker on the back of their car, whoa, take it easy, relax. It's all good. It's all good. Don't freak out about little things. Let little things be okay. Move on from them. Don't hold grudges. Don't hold frustrations. Be patient with others' shortcomings. Now, I wasn't kidding before. I've been the benefactor of people who have been understanding with my shortcomings, of which I have had many. And if it wasn't for the people understanding of my shortcomings, I wouldn't have had the chance to grow into the leader I am today. Now, do I still have room to grow? Of course I do. Everyone does. I am far more better off than I was when I was 25. I believe I'm better off now than I was when I was 35. And now at 39, I'm looking down a vast path of my life as I look backwards and I see all the places where little petty things, little small things, little shortcomings, when greeted with humility and understanding and a little bit of counsel and a little bit of grace, did me very good and would do you good too, and would do good for the people you're extending that humility to, extending that grace to. Instead of letting others' actions irritate us, we're to use them as an opportunity to forgive as the Lord forgave us. That's the very last paragraph. Colossians 3:13, Paul is talking about and equating the forbearance with forgiveness. I love that. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. If I was to sum it up in one word, it would be relax. Relax. You are forgiven. Be grateful that you are forgiven. God loves you and forgave you. Relax. Don't let petty things, don't let small things, don't let little irritants become a division between you and someone else. Don't let Satan use it as a foothold to build gaps in relationships where there should be closeness. Don't let Satan use it as an opportunity to build distance between you and a brother or you and a sister in Christ where there should be closeness and prayer and consideration and thoughtfulness. Don't let yourself fall into the easy pit of grudges and canceling and anger and frustration over small things. Relax. Relax. Because Jesus loves you and he forgave you willingly and he would do it all over again. Relax. Here's my challenge for you. There's someone you could probably go to and forgive. There's someone you could probably go to and say, hey, I made a big deal about that and I'm sorry for that. And there's also someone that you don't even need to let them know that you've forgiven them because, again, I believe this can be a matter of the heart. This is something that you, as you're sitting there drinking your coffee, drinking your tea, might be thinking, man, that person really grinds my gears. I can't believe they did this and this. And you have a whole, you could come up with a whole list of things and you could easily make a list and you could write in big letters over it, relax, and scrunch it up and throw it in the trash and say, you know what? I am going to let go. I am going to be patient with other shortcomings and I'm not going to let this be a matter of the heart that is decaying my heart. I'm actually going to let this be an opportunity to forgive and move on and let new relationship, new trust be built. This is a simple, practical piece of Christian teaching, something that we can all apply. And if you need help figuring out how to apply it robustly to your life, let me know because I'd love to talk to you. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Gospel Everyday Podcast. You have a great day.
Thanks so much for making the Gospel Everyday Podcast an important part of your day. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't yet, and we'd love it if you can take a few moments to rate and review the podcast. Tune in tomorrow for brand new content. If you'd like more information about Mariners Church, download the Mariners app at your favorite app store or visit marinerschurch.org.